welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
They will just say, no problem, you are okay. Let's just move on with you. Apostasy is already happening through four different ways in the church today. Number one, giving attention to seducing spirits. Giving attention to seducing spirits. Number two, false and demonic doctrines. Number three, inability of Christians today to endure sound doctrines. Don't worry, I'll still come back again. Then number four, there is now a worldwide famine of the Word of God. Number one, I said giving attention to seducing spirits. Number two, I'm saying false and demonic doctrines. Number three, I am saying inability to endure sound doctrine.
Our Christian by our lady Roma at
the
court to ye.
And the final one is a universal or a worldwide famine of the Word of God.
So I'll
wait for you. Have you, please, do we all have that? Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To the first one.
Allah,
giving attention to seducing spirits.
2
Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5, then verse 13 to 14.
Timothy kini ese keta lati ori abi ori keta lati ese kini ti de ikarun.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 5, then verse 13 to verse 14.
Timothy keji ori keta lati ese kini ti de ikarun ati ese keta lati ti de
ikerinla. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will not be able to explain all of them in detail. But I will just trust God to speak to us all the same. Amen.
Amen.
My Bible says,
Bibeli mi wipe,
but know this. But do what to? Is it normal to start a statement by saying, see, this one, you need to know this one? Is it sensible to start a statement like that? You know, whenever a statement starts like that, it's telling you that whatever is following, what happens? It's very important. He says, but know this one, that in the last days, grievous times shall come. Please, what is going to come? Remember, I'm talking about parameters for discerning the times. And I'm on the third one, which is a time of absolute apostasy. And the first point under that third parameter is this issue that we are talking about, which is the issue of men giving attention to seducing spirits. And you see, I'm not talking about unbelievers giving attention to seducing spirits. Because whether they give attention or they don't give attention, they belong to the devil already. You understand? Except Jesus rescues them, they are in trouble. They will just be there like that. I'm talking that inside the church, Christian people will start giving attention to seducing spirits.
Ninu ijo Olorun awa Christiani awo bere si fi oye si emi itanje.
Look at the seductions.
Eje ka wo awon oniruru itanje ti
o men shall become lovers of themselves.
Awon eniyan yo je olufe ti ara mo.
They will be lovers of what?
Won je olufe kini?
You see, while I'll not be able to explain everything, I will explain some points. The Bible started by saying that men will become lovers of themselves. They will love themselves. You are somebody going somewhere to happen. Amen. Amen. The will of God for your life is that you prosper. My God's desire for you is that you experience immeasurable breakthrough. I notice that when it's time to pray for yourself in church, especially when it's night vigil, when we have been praying for missionaries and God's servants and the work of God to expand, all what you were doing is doing like this. Then suddenly somebody will just say, now it is time to pray for yourself. Please, am I making this up? What do you think people will now do immediately?
Kill them when you say, won't what the Aramu Dada, won't turn around.
Then you hear, hold your head.
Oh, as a boy,
hold your head now.
Oh, yeah, Dori Aramu.
You are going to say, my head.
Oh, so go, dream me,
my head.
What do you mean?
You must succeed in Lagos.
Oh, pardon, yeah, I say, you are really way go.
Then how will people pray?
How will I win? You say, I'm going.
You hear somebody say, oh, leave me!
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to wear my head, yo!
Oh, don't care what to do, Corey.
This is the 10th year you are in Lagos.
When will you two become prosperous?
In Bawolo, the only thing you tell me,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lovers of themselves.
I want you to fear one.
And as that man is praying like that,
one
evil spirit will be telling him, remember, in your office, Mrs. Lawal, she's the one that is against your promotion. Say,
oh,
God! Oh, my enemies, clear the road for me. Then you will leave who the Bible called your enemy. Because the Bible says that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. You now pack those ones aside. You will now, because of your hatred for that person called Mrs. Lawal, you say, God, I just want her to die. Kill her, go, kill her. Kill her, kill her. You have not prayed for her salvation, you are praying for her death. And you say you are a Christian. What kind of Christian is that? That kills people? But men will become lovers of themselves. When we start to sing praise and worship, Baba 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 me loke.
Baba.
Amen in number one. Why must you be number one?
Lovers
of your men will become lovers of themselves.
And when your
what's the meaning of a meaning number one?
I am the first person.
Do you even know that your Christian race is not a race against anybody? Do you even know that your Christian race is a race against time because you don't have time? What you are running with is time. Time is making sure that you not catch up with it. You are making sure it doesn't catch up with you. And I hear you praying. Oh God.
When will I meet with my mate?
Eh? If only you had spent more time to read your Bible than praying prayers of foolishness. You would have seen that the word of God says, those who compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's what the word of God says. It's as simple as that. But men will become lovers of themselves. They will love themselves. I'm not saying they will love God. They will love themselves. Please, in that place, what is the next thing that the Bible says? What next will men love?
Eh?
I can't hear you. What are they going to love? Can you see it now? Can you see it now? You are here.
Oh, and maybe
you want to become somebody too. Run out here now and grip my leg with 1,000
Naira
note. Just the same way that woman held the hem of Jesus' garment. And the fountain of her blood dried up. Once you hold my leg with what that 1,000, I didn't say 500, I said 1,000. The moment you hold my leg with that 1,000, the fountain of your debt will dry up. What useless interpretation is that? When you were irresponsible to go and owe debt, you now thought that by holding somebody's leg with 1,000 naira, all of a sudden the debt will disappear. What kind of reasoning is that? That's why you wonder that after you hold the man's leg, the debt did not disappear. Then when you come back again, he will say, you see, what you don't understand is this. As you are sitting down there, and the word of God is coming strongly, are you telling me that the Spirit of God is not telling you now that run out and drop a revelation offering? You didn't drop that one. You now thought that when you held my leg, it will come to pass. Even with God, nothing goes for nothing. Is that not the type of nonsense men are peddling today as the word of God? And because even those in the congregation, they love to have it so. They like psychology gospel. Psychology gospel. Abi, economically in Nigeria we are not doing very well. Abi?
Yes, in need to Nigeria.
So anybody that can have some little more money than any other person else is okay. So the golden calf that several men on pulpit today have already created, the golden calf is money. It is money. So they'll just point to you. Behold your God that brought you out of Egypt. And they are not pointing to Jesus. They are not pointing to Jesus. They are pointing to money. Say, bring 1,000. God will give you 10,000. Is God kalukalu? Is God a magician that will just do abracadabra, abracadabra? Is it like that? But you yourself, you must be a lover of money. Before you believe men like that, then you now bring
1,000
to. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
End time. End time. The Bible says it will be a dangerous time. Men will love themselves. They will love money. They will be boastful. They will be disobedient to their parents. They will become unthankful.
Hey,
my Bible says they will be unholy. They will be unholy. This is the day and age when we are looking at the choir stand.
We can
only pick one or two people among them that is even striving to live a little bit above sin and is still falling down. All the rest of them, they are down. They are inside sin. Choir. That is inside sin. They now want to come and sing on Sunday. What do you think they will be releasing to you on Sunday? Familiar spirits. That's what they will be releasing to you, because you can only give what you have. You can't give what you don't have. You can only give what you have. Men today will become unholy. They will become people who love sin than people who love to be like God. So when we are preaching a message like this, they will say, why is it? Why are you being too sin conscious? Jesus has died for our sins, amen. It's okay. Choir, when you take the phone of several choir members, if you see the number of worldly songs that will be there, some of you, if your phone rings here now, you are in trouble. As this word is going on, you just be embarrassed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What kind of Christianity is that?
It will be a Christian worry.
Today is the day when several altars are defiled with sin. The power of the word of God is lost, because men who are even preaching it themselves, they have been captured by sin. We are talking about a time of apostasy, a dangerous time. A dangerous time. A time when, if you are not careful, right from inside church, you have an express ticket to go to hell. A dangerous time. The Bible says they will become people without natural affection. They will become implacable. They will be people that you cannot beg. You can't reason with them. They will become slanderers without self-control. Let me take that one again. You know, I said I'll be explaining just some few ones. Okay? Without self-control. No self-control. Every new fashion that comes out with the world, you must use it with them. That you understand, now the Lord understands. Let me tell you, the Lord does not understand. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus that you will see that this issue is as serious. It's more serious than this.
Praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm praying that you understand that it's more serious than this. I'm praying that I have the grace of God to be able to explain it as God has it in his heart.
Men
will be without self-control. No self-control. No self-control in eating. No self-control in behavior. No self-control in even in dressing. You say, this one that women are more than men. If I don't dress like all the young girls, how will any man notice me? Let me tell you. It's not by dressing like them. When I noticed my wife, she was dressing like an old woman. I'm not joking. No. She used to dress like an old woman. Me, God has not finished with me then because me, I like to wear the latest dressing. I used to wonder, why would you just dress like this? So it's not by looking like them, you know, forcing yourself to just dress like them, and when you are going on the road, all your bum bum is outside. That's not what makes anybody look at you. Let me tell you the
simple
truth. And you see, women that dress like that, all these worldly girls that you see that dress like that, let me tell you the simple truth. It is because they believe that if they don't dress like that, they will not be fine. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me give you an example. If a girl needs to rush to the bus stop, and she forgot at home her earrings and chain, then she noticed when she got halfway that she has forgotten. How will she start feeling from the moment she notices? I'm asking you. Will it not be like, you know, I didn't even dress up. Meanwhile, it could be a girl that is very fine. But because there's no self-control, because he's afraid that if I don't look like the rest of them, nobody will notice me, she will now become what's that English word? Is it insufficient or something when somebody is not, I'm sorry, inferior, thank you. She will now be feeling inferior. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No lovers of good.
I want you.
Traitors.
Onikupani.
Puffed up.
Alagidi.
Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
Oluve faaji ju oluve Olorun lo.
Lovers of pleasure.
Oluve faaji.
Lovers of pleasure.
Oluve faaji.
By the time they bring out the next soap opera,
I'm praying
for you that you would have died to this world. Angelo, what do they call the last one that they finished? One man that has long gear that all the women in Africa were dying for. All of them will be looking at this. What is this?
Sabador.
One is Sabador. Praise the Lord. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. People who can afford to miss Bible study will not miss Sabador.
I want to
and the devil knows how to do it for you in such that they will be doing it every day. When
they don't have light, people that when they don't have light in their house, they will not carry their Bible to go and study somewhere else. They will go and be looking at Salvador. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. This is the day when inside church there is Chelsea Club and the Man U Club. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
They're
even pastors, their own is Chelsea. Confused men. Sir, I'm not.
And the church gutter language. The pastor, we will beat you to hell.
Gutter language. So when those clubs have to play on Sunday morning, or probably they are closing before church service ends, pastor will not be hurrying God up. Let's finish quickly. Amen. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Mr. Chelsea, since you have been following them, which Jesse did they give you? Which one have they given you? As they are collecting their money and you are buying newspaper, what have you become? And all your so-called stars are people who go to Church of Satan and all those horrible other places. Your staff are the ones that cut hairstyle that make their head look as if they are chicken. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And those are the people that you are calling somebody. People that have no name in the world to come. People whose names are erased from the book of life. Men that are not so good worshippers that are plaiting their head. I just love Chiriko Kiniko Mominia. What nonsense is that?
Mo Ferre is my son.
Ask yourself, what is wrong with you? Why has the devil given you what to be playing with and he collected heaven from your hand? When will you two become such a Christian that all the sweet nothings that the devil has to offer, you have no interest in them? When will you become like that? So whenever it is not Salvador, and if it is not football, it will be Big Brother or Younger Brother Africa.
Yo, the Big Brother Africa.
Or it will be is it Gouda? Ultimate Search Gouda. You Christian, you will now sit down as a you are helping those who are selling beer. You enter now. And look at the last time you were excited like that about your Bible. You are going to pray again today. And part of the prayers that we are going to pray, God, see, I want to die to this world. They should not confuse me that I'm like them anymore. I'm not like them. A pastor will even be saying, brethren, Chelsea is playing this evening, let us pray. I can't remember the last time he prayed for missionaries on the field. Actually, I understand those ones are not on TV. If they're on TV, he will remember, he will see them. But because they're not on TV, at least you will pray for those that are on TV. Lovers of pleasure
àwọn olùfẹ́ fàájì.
Lovers of pleasure.
Olùfẹ́ fàájì.
Are you in love with pleasure?
Ǹjẹ́ o nífẹ̀ fàájì báyìí?
Do you love attending parties?
Ǹjẹ́ o nífẹ̀ láti máa lọ sí pàtí?
Do you love attending parties?
So nífẹ̀ láti máa lọ sóde.
You know immediately you are thinking, brother Abraham. I am a Christian. Why are you talking like this? I'm not saying that you like going to disco. But if somebody is getting married and you say the person is your friend, you know how you go and spend 1 week there, and this is it. We are saying just 4 days retreat. It is struggle before you are even able to make it. If your auntie gave birth to a child, you can afford to stay there 2 weeks doing nothing. Lovers of pleasure. You know, one day in my house, I saw something that surprised me. One of my neighbors delivered a baby.
Àwọn tí a jọ ń gbé papọ̀ wo bí ọmọ kan.
And they were going to do the christening in the evening.
Wọ́n sì fẹ́ sọmọ lórúkọ nílé ìjọsìn ní.
So in the morning it rained.
Ní àárọ̀ òjò rọ̀.
And while it was raining, the women were cooking.
Ìgbà tí òjò ń rọ̀, àwọn tí ń dáná wọ́n ń dáná.
And I saw how people who would not enter into the rain because of Jesus.
Mo wá ní àwọn tí wọ́n ní wọnú òjò nítorí Jésù.
Doing and I was shaking my head. I said, Kai, look at misplaced priorities. Look at misplaced priorities. They were soaked with water. They were wet. People that will not become wet for Jesus, they can afford to be wet for parties. You may not be attending disco. But naming ceremony party also is a party. Housewarming ceremony party also is a party. Wedding reception also is a party. You that will not spend 1 hour on Bible study. What are you doing in somebody's party for 4 hours? Look at it. Where is your heart? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Where is Shegun?
Oga Shegun.
You know, me and Shegun went to somebody's wedding.
Arakunrin Shegun ati Arakunrin Abraham won lo si igbeyawo kan.
And when we got there, people were plenty.
But won de be ero po.
It's not possible that the couple will see us. And there was nowhere for us to sit down. So after waiting for 5 minutes, we left. So when we saw him, we said we came to your wedding. We just didn't stay long. Please, did we go or we didn't go? You are not answering me. Some of you, your behavior is as if you have never eaten rice before. You say no, I have to. If I don't eat their food, it will look like I'm angry. Actually, it's not that you're angry. You are not angry, you are just hungry. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is the last one, verse 5, that I want to talk on before I move on. And it says, holding a form of godliness. But having denied the power thereof. From these people, turn away.
Ninu awon wonyi yera kuro.
In the Amplified Bible it says,
ninu iwe bibeli alasatan,
it says, for although they hold a form of true religion,
won ni iwa anything josin ni tooto,
they deny and reject and are strangers to the powers of it.
ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n fẹ̀ wọ́n kọ̀ wọ́n sì jẹ́ ẹni tó yàtọ̀ kúrò nínú agbára.
Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession.
Ìwà wọn ó fi wọ́n bí wọ́n ṣe bí ìṣe wọ́n ṣe.
The Bible says avoid such people.
Fi irú àwọn báyìí sílẹ̀ yẹra kúrò lọ́dọ̀ wọn.
When you have a form of Christianity but you don't have Christianity.
Tó bá ní ìwà bí irú bí ìwà àfarawé ìwà bí ọlọ́run tó kì í jẹ́ ẹni tó jẹ́ ẹni ìwà bí ọlọ́run.
You know somebody that has a toy gun, he also has a gun.
Ẹni tó ní ìbọn tí ò lè yìn tí ò sì lè pààyàn tó rò pé òun níbọn.
You know somebody that has a plastic gun, he's a gun too.
Ẹni tó ní ìbọn tó jẹ́ pé a fi ike ṣe arògbó òun náà níbọn náà.
It's only a form of a gun.
Àfarawé ìbọn ni.
It's not a gun. It's not a real thing. It just looks like the real thing. It's not the real
thing.
My brother, what you have, is it the real thing?
Ohun to ni yen. Se ohun ni.
Or does it just look like the real thing?
Abokan
dabi ohun kan yen gangan. Ogidi
ni.
Praise the Lord. The Lord will grant our hearts understanding in Jesus.
Olorun yo fi oye si okan wa.
Verse 13-14. And it says, but wicked men and imposters, they will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and leading others astray, and being deceived and led astray themselves. But as for you, continue to hold to the things which you have learned.
Duro ninu nkan wonyi ti iwo ti ko.
And of which you are convinced.
Ti a si je ki oju re da sasasi.
Eto ti dai loju. Knowing from whom you have learned them.
Ki wo ki o si mo odo eni ti iwo gbe ko won.
May the Lord grant your heart understanding in the name of Jesus. I will not be able to expound much on this because I need to move on. The second reason is false and demonic doctrines. I will just give you the scriptures, then I'll move on because you know in the first session we have talked about that. Abi? So you can write down again 2 John chapter, you know it's one chapter from verse
9
to verse
11.
John 7 verse
16.
John 12 verse
49.
Acts chapter 1 and verse
1.
And 1 John chapter 4 verse
1
and Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30.
Matthew ori kejila.
I begin again 2 John chapter 1 verse 9 to verse 11. John chapter 7 and verse 16. John chapter 12 and verse 49. Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. 1 John chapter 4 and verse
1.
And Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30.
Matthew ori kejila ese
o. So I'm trusting maybe when you are doing your Bible studies or personal devotion in the morning or something, you go through them. The third, please, what is the third point that you wrote down under this point number 3?
Kini eleketa.
Inability to endure sound doctrine. Amen. So I want you to write down there 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 to 4.
Timothy keji ori kerin ese kini de kerin.
And it says,
o si ka bayi pe,
I charge thee in the sight of God and of Jesus Christ,
nitori na mo pase fun o niwaju Olorun ati Christ
Jesus, who shall judge the dead and the living.
Ti o se idajo alaye ati oku.
And by his appearing and his kingdom.
Ati nitori ifarahan re ati ijoba re.
preach the word of God.
Wàásù ọ̀rọ̀ náà.
Be urgent in season and yeah. out of season.
Ṣé àìsinmi ní àkókò tí ó wọ̀ àti àkókò tí kò wọ̀.
Reprove.
Báni.
Rebuke.
Ṣé ìtọ́ni.
Exhort.
Báni níyànjú pẹ̀lú.
All long suffering and teaching.
Pẹ̀lú ìpamọ́ra àti ẹ̀kọ́ gbogbo.
For the time will come.
Nítorí ìgbà yóò dé.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
Tí wọn kì yóò lè gba ẹ̀kọ́ tí ó yè kóró.
But having itching ears.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí wọ́n ti jẹ́ ẹni tí etí ń rin.
They will heap themselves.
Wọ́n ó lọ.
Teachers.
Wọ́n ó lọ kó olùkọ́jọ fún ara wọn.
After their own loss.
Nínú ìfẹ́kùfẹ́ ara wọn.
And will turn away their ears from the truth.
Wọ́n ó sì yí etí wọn padà kúrò nínú.
And turn aside unto fables.
Wọ́n ó sì yí padà sí ìtàn asán.
Abi when a man start telling you the story of how he traveled from London to Japan.
See,
and from Japan he now branched at Australia, and from Australia he went to Micronesia, and from there he now go back to South America. If in fact from South America he's just coming since last week.
Ti enikan ba bere si salaye bo ti rin ajo re lati bi kan si bi kan le okere fun won to pe wa so pe lati gba to won ti lo ba won jese de ni ose to koja.
Please, what would that kind of story do to your heart?
Kini itan yo se fun okan re?
Will it make you expect Jesus more?
Ṣé yóò mú ọkọ mọ́ retí Jésù sí ni?
The Bible says the time is coming when Christians will prefer error to sound doctrine.
Bíbélì sọ wípé àkókò yóò dé tí àwọn ènìyàn yóò nífẹ̀ẹ́ tàn ojú ẹ̀kọ́ tó yè kúrò.
They will prefer error to sound doctrine.
Ẹ̀tàn ojú ẹ̀kọ́ tó yè kúrò.
You know, in the book of John chapter 6, from verse 60 to verse 66.
Jòhánù orí kẹfà Bíbélì ṣe kọ ní ẹsẹ̀ ọgọ́ta.
When the master was talking to some of his disciples.
Bàtí Olúwa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń sọ̀rọ̀ sí àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀ kan.
Ah, then they say, what kind of hard teaching is this one?
Wọ́n ní ẹ̀kọ́ tó léwu rèé.
Who is going to accept this one?
Ta ni yóò gbà èyí?
Then Jesus said.
Jésù sì sọ pé.
This thing that you are saying to me.
Ohun tí ò ń sọ fún mi yìí.
What is wrong with you that?
Kí ló tó fi ń ṣe báyìí?
The small one that I have told you.
Àwọn kékeré tí mo ti sọ fún yín.
If it is hard for you to believe.
Tó bá le fún ọ láti.
When I now tell you mighty things that will still happen.
Tí n bá wá sọ àwọn ohun tó lágbára tí ó sì ṣẹlẹ̀ fún ọ.
What are you going to do?
Kí ló wá ṣe.
Then he said to them.
Ó wá sọ fún wọn pé.
This is what I told you before.
Ohun tí mo sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ fún yín rèé.
Nobody can come to me.
Kò sẹ́ni tí ó wá sọ́dọ̀.
Except my father has drawn that person.
Àfi tí bàbá mi bá fà á.
And the Bible says.
Bíbélì sì wípé.
At that point.
Ní ìgbà yẹn.
At that point.
Ní ìgbà yẹn gan.
Many of his disciples.
Ní ìkoríta yẹn pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀.
They went back.
Wọ́n sá padà sẹ́yìn.
And they didn't walk with him again.
Wọ́n sì rin pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ mọ́.
Then the master looked at the other disciples that are still with him.
Olúwa sì wo àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀ tó kù tó wà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
Do you know the next thing he asked them?
Ẹ mọ nǹkan tó tẹ̀lé tí ó béèrè lọ́wọ́ wọn.
He said, you too, will you go away?
Ó ní ẹ̀yin náà ṣe ẹ padà àbí ẹ sá padà.
That's why I'm surprised with the Jesus that is preached today.
Ohun tí ó ń yà mí lẹ́nu rèé nípa Jésù tí à ń wàásù rẹ̀ lónìí.
Say no, it doesn't matter.
Sọ pé kò wá láòsí.
Let's balance it.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká jẹ́ kí gbogbo rẹ̀ kó wà bákan
náà. I am not a fanatic.
Mi ò sẹ́ni tó jẹ́ pé ó le tó.
I love everybody, I don't judge people.
Mo fẹ́ràn gbogbo ènìyàn, mi ò ń dẹni lẹ́jọ́.
Let them just come, let me just help them and bless them.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí wọ́n kàn wá kí n sì ràn wọ́n lọ́wọ́ kí n sì.
It's okay, God will help all of us.
Ọlọ́run yóò ràn wá lọ́wọ́, Ọlọ́run yóò ràn gbogbo wa lọ́wọ́.
I'm sure from the story of Jesus I told you now and the Jesus of the Bible, you can see that they are not the same person.
Ó rí pé nínú ìtàn Jésù tí mo sọ fún ọ báyìí àti tó wà ní Bíbélì wọ́n ṣe bákan náà.
Men will no longer endure sound doctrine.
Àwọn ènìyàn wọn ò ní gba ẹ̀kọ́ tó yè kóró mọ́.
In Mark chapter 10 from verse 17 to 25.
Máàkù orí kẹwàá ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún.
Jesus was going somewhere.
Jésù ń lọ sí ibì kan.
And one man, he ran after him.
Ọkùnrin kan sì sátọ̀.
And the moment he said, Lord, and Jesus stopped and said, yes, what is the problem?
Ó sì pariwo pé Olúwa, Jésù sọ pé kí ló dé.
Immediately he got to the front of Jesus, I thought he would just say, hello sir, my name is so 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 person. And he will shake his hand. I was surprised the next thing the man did. He just knelt down. He said, Master. Master. What must I do? What is the thing that I must do if I want to have eternal life? If you look at that kind of person outwardly, will you not say, look at how much this brother loves the Lord? You know that's what we'll say. Then Jesus said to him, you know all the commandments. Keep them. And it will be well with you. He
said,
sir, I have been living under all these laws. Since when I was a small boy. And my Bible tells me that Jesus looked at him. And he loved him. And Jesus said to him, one thing thou lackest. You lack just only one thing. You see everything you have. Go and sell it. Give it to the poor. Come and follow me. Then the man did like this. Because he was still kneeling down when Jesus was talking. As all those words were coming, it was like hammer. Then he stood up.
Oh,
he didn't even tell Jesus anything. He just looked at him like this.
Oh, Jesus.
Then he turned back.
Oh, why you that?
And the Bible says about him, that for he was a man that has so much possession.
Oh, dear.
So much possession that his possession possessed him. Sound doctrine. If I say, let us pray. Let us stand up together now and say, Lord, don't give me more than what I need per day. Some of you may even just look at me and say, what is even wrong with this brother
Abraham?
Then he may be hearing what I'm saying. Let me pray in tongues. Then you start rapaka baba. Mata sirebo sandaba. Let my money come at. Lord, not small money. The type I can swim inside. All this one that they are praying, let them be praying their own. Lord, you know me. How will I live without money? Is that not what you'll be praying? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A time will come they will no longer endure sound doctrine. But when they hear, if you are here, you want to be enveloped with favor, stand up. You want favor to just envelop you, stand up. That when you enter into a bus, favor. You get out, favor. You come out of the house, favor. You get to your office, favor. That the type of favor that will make you change your middle name to favor. Stand up and as this my oil touch your head. It is a oil, you know, it's an oil of favor. You can see that there are mustard seeds from Israel inside.
Babalawo. Abalis.
You two will jump up. Some people even say, sir, don't just pour little on my head.
Bath me,
Lord.
Bath me with it. They will not endure sound doctrine. The final one I want to say on that before I now go to where we are going to stop this evening. Is under this point, there will be a universal famine of the word of God. You can see that in Amos chapter 8 verse 11 to 12.
Amos ori kejo ese kokonla ti de kejila la o ti.
Amos chapter 8.
Amos ori kejo ese kokonla
ti de verse 11 to verse 12. Please, who is reading for us? Yes. Amen.
Kiyesi, ojo na de ni Oluwa Olorun wi, emi o ran eyan wa si ile na, ki n se eyan o je tabi o gbe fun omi, sugbon eyan gbigbo oro Oluwa. Won o si ma rin kiri lati okun de okun, ati lati ariwa, ani titi de ila orun. Won o sare si wa seyin lati wo oro Oluwa.
Amen. A famine of the word of God. A famine of the word of God. God said a day is coming. A particular period of time is coming. I'm going to send a famine over the whole world. Not a famine of bread or water. But a famine of the word of God. They will go from coast to coast looking for it, but they will not find it. I used to wonder why when people leave redemption camp, they branch at Four Square camp. Then they go and have the perfect. Then I understood, okay, it is the famine of the word of God. I wonder why is it that men today, before they will say they have power, they have to go to Rioke. They thought that the kinds of Babalola used to go to Orioke to look for power. No, the likes of Babalola used to go to Orioke for communion with God. A place where nobody would disturb them so that they can relate with God. I see people going to Orioke today, and while they are going there, oh Lord, my visa. So while they will have visa to go to a useless country, they have no visa to enter through the pearly gates of heaven. Do you understand what we are talking about? A famine of the word of God. A famine of the word of God. I used to wonder, is it only American preachers that God used to talk to? Because immediately American preachers come to Nigeria, or you know, some of these meetings, and they just drop one revelation like that, all Nigerian pastors, that's what they'll be carrying about. So that you will know I'm not just talking. There was a time what was running everywhere is seed faith. Seed faith. Sow the seed. Am I lying? But the way it came, it went. Have to be desperate for food before you eat. Am I right or wrong? Or we just go to the market and say, I want to buy 9 derica. What would they say in the market? There's no food. All food will only be sold
in the black market.
Nígbà tí ó bá ti di ọjà òru.
Where just one derica.
Nígbà tí ó bá ti jẹ́ ìwọ̀n derica kan.
I think one derica of rice now is 120 abi.
Àwọn ìrẹsì kan bí ọgọ́fà náírà.
They will sell it for 900 naira.
Wọ́n wá tà á fún ẹgbẹ̀rún
náírà. And if you don't have the money to buy.
Yóò bá wá ní owó láti rà.
You will not eat.
Èbi ó pa ọ́.
You know that's what will happen.
Nǹkan tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ rí.
But in the spiritual.
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú ti ẹ̀mí.
The price that you must pay is time.
Owó àbí ìsúnwọ̀n tí o gbọ́dọ̀ san ni títí àkókò fífi àkókò.
Do you understand? You must be prepared to pay the price of time. You must be ready to spend time.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe tán láti fi àkókò lẹ̀.
You must be ready to sit down to study your Bible yourself.
O gbọ́dọ̀ fi ara rẹ jẹ̀ láti ya Bíbélì wò fúnra rẹ.
You must be ready to sit down and to pray.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe tán fúnra rẹ láti.
You must tell yourself, I'm not interested in all the things men are saying about just come quickly. Once you come to this meeting, you become a millionaire by next week.
Ó sọ pé kò kàn mí gbogbo ohun táwọn ènìyàn sọ pé ṣáà wá ṣá ó di olówó.
You tell us, I don't want that kind of
thing. Ó sọ pé mi ò fẹ́ rú nǹkan báyìí.
Instead, I want to walk with Jesus.
Àní mo fẹ́ rìn pẹ̀lú Jesus.
I want to progress with the Lord.
Mo fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú pẹ̀lú.
I want to go with him step by step by step.
Ìpele dé ìpele ni mo fẹ́ rìn pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
We have reached that generation now.
Sá.
We have reached that generation.
Àti dé ìran yìí.
Where the kingdom of God suffers violence.
Tí ìjọba ọ̀run ti di àfi agbára.
And the violent takes it by force.
Àwọn alágbára ló sì ń fi ipá wọ̀.
Because everything we say you shouldn't enter.
Gbogbo ohun tí ó bá fẹ́ wọ̀ kò ní fẹ́.
The Lord grant us wisdom in the name of Jesus.
Kí Ọlọ́run kó fi ọgbọ́n fún wa ní orúkọ Jésù.
The point I'm going to stop this evening is the last parameter. For discerning the times.
If it has been done, glory.
And it is that this will be a time when the centrality of the Christian message, hope, and lifestyle will no longer be Jesus.
Before
I begin to explain further,
I need
to tell us that this will happen through three means.
Mo fẹ́ sọ fún wa wípé èyí yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ọ̀nà mẹ́ta.
It will happen through the preaching of another Jesus.
Ìwàásù Jésù mìíràn lálákọ̀ọ́kọ́.
It will happen through the preaching. Through the ministering, that is to minister from one person to another of another spirit.
Ìṣeṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ láti inú ẹ̀mí mìíràn.
And it will happen through the preaching or reception of another gospel.
Yóò tún wá jẹ́ ìwàásù ìyìnrere mìíràn.
Amen. But before I go through all these three things, then we'll wrap it all up together in prayer so that we can go for our dinner.
Ṣùgbọ́n kí a tó wá sọ̀rọ̀ lórí mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta ìka tó wá sí àkójọpọ̀ rẹ̀ ká tó lọ jẹun alẹ́.
Let me tell us first of all.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ fún alálàkọ̀ọ́kọ́.
That the Bible has told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11.
Bíbélì ti sọ fún wa nínú Kọ́rìntì kíní orí kẹta àti ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá.
That no other foundation can any man lay.
Ìpìlẹ̀ mìíràn ẹnikẹ́ni ò lè fi lélẹ̀ mọ́.
Than that which is laid.
Ju èyí tí a ti fi lélẹ̀.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Tí ń ṣe Jésù Kristì.
Because I see several men today.
Torí pé mo rí àwọn ọkùnrin púpọ̀ lónìí.
Laying another foundation.
Wọ́n fi ìpìlẹ̀ mìíràn lélẹ̀.
They are laying another foundation.
Wọ́n fi ìpìlẹ̀ mìíràn lélẹ̀.
They say no, there's nothing wrong with being heavenly minded, but you are also supposed to be earthly relevant.
Ó yẹ kí o ṣe pàtàkì nínú ayé yìí, kò sí wàhálà nínú ẹ bó tẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ìfojúsùn rẹ sí ọ̀run ni o gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ pàtàkì nínú ayé yìí
náà. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, once you have invested your money in stocks, you are rich for life.
Tí o bá ti lè fi owó rẹ pamọ́ sínú àwọn ìṣúra ti ayé yìí, owó rẹ yóò máa pọ̀ sí ni.
When there was economic meltdown in 2008.
Ìgbà tí wàhálà dé bá ìṣúná wa ní Nàìjíríà ní 2008.
No Nigeria o. Okay, it's all over the world. What happened to stock market?
Kí ló ṣẹlẹ̀ síbi tá à ń tọ́jú owó pamọ́ sí?
I'm asking you. I know people who lost as much as 100 million naira.
Mo rí àwọn ènìyàn tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n sọ bí mílíọ̀nù ọgọ́rùn-ún nù.
Are you hearing me? I remember one day when one big pastor in Lagos came to preach around our area, our house, you know, around my father's house when I used to live there.
Ìrántí ìgbà kan tí ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run alàyè kan tó lágbára kan tó wá wàásù níbi ẹgbẹ́ ilé wa.
I asked my sister, what was the sermon that he preached?
Mo béèrè lọ́wọ́ arábìnrin mi pé kí ni kókó ìwàásù rẹ̀.
My sister said he taught us that we should invest in stock market.
Ó ní ká fi owó wa pamọ́ sínú àwọn ìṣúra ti ayé yìí.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said that your treasure.
Jesus sọ pé ìṣúra rẹ̀.
Let it not be on earth.
A jẹ́ kó jẹ́ nínú ayé yìí.
Where thieves can break into and steal.
Ibi tí àwọn olè lè fọ́ lé láti lọ jí.
Or it can rot and just become nonsense. Don't let your own treasure be like that.
Má jẹ́ kí ìṣúra rẹ̀ kó jẹ́ èyí.
Jesus said.
Jesus sọ wípé.
Instead, put your treasure in heaven.
Dípò èyí fi ìṣúra rẹ pamọ́ sí ọ̀run.
Because where a man's heart is.
Torí ibi tí ọkùnrin ènìyàn bá wà.
That's where his treasures will be.
Ibẹ̀ ni ìṣúra rẹ̀ yóò wà.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's the way it is.
Ó ti rí gan rèé.
That, brethren, is the way it is.
Arákùnrin, bó ti rí rèé o.
Jesus was talking about one rich man who said, "Ah, I am increased in goods."
Jesus sọ nípa ọkùnrin kan tó sọ pé mo ti pọ̀ nínú ọrọ̀.
And he said, "What am I going to do? Where will I lay up all my goods?" He said, "I know what I'm going to do now. I will tear down my barn. Then I will build a bigger one. Then I will put all my goods inside it. Then I will say to my soul, you have so many things laid up for many years. Take it easy. Just be eating and drinking now. Then God say, fool. This night your life will be taken from you. He invested in bands, not in people. Do you know that when you have and you give, when you don't have, there will be people that will give to you? Am I making sense? Eh? That's the way it is. But when you have, you say you don't have. The book of Proverbs says even that one that you have, it will become a curse. So in explaining the remaining part of this sermon this evening, let us wrap it all up with 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 4.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká parí rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú Corinthians 2 orí 11 ẹsẹ̀ 4.
Amen.
Nítorí bí ẹni tí ń bọ̀ wá bá wàásù Jésù mìíràn tí àwa kò tí wàásù rí, tàbí ẹ̀yin bá gba ẹ̀mí mìíràn tí ẹ̀yin kò tí gbà rí, tàbí ìyìn èrè mìíràn tí ẹ̀yin kò tí gbọ́ rí, ẹ̀yin bá ṣe rere láti fi ara dà á.
For you seem ready to endure it.
Torí pé ó dàbí pé ẹ lè fara dà á.
If a man comes to you and he preaches another Jesus.
Sí. Ẹnìkan bá wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ yín láti wàásù Jésù.
Than the one that we have preached to you before.
Do èyí tí a ti wàásù fún yín lọ.
Or if you receive a different spirit.
Tàbí,
from the spirit you once received.
Tàbí tẹ bá gba ẹ̀mí mìíràn yàtọ̀ sí ẹ̀mí tí ẹ gbà rí.
Or you submit to a different gospel than, you know, from the one you then received and welcomed.
Tàbí tí ẹ fara ẹ́ńjì fún ìrẹ́rẹ́ mìíràn tí ẹ gbà rí nígbà kan rí.
The word of God is saying, you do well, several times, just say, it's okay.
Ẹ wá sọ pé kò sí wàhálà, ó dá báhùn.
Three things are mentioned.
Ohun mẹ́ta ni wọ́n dárúkọ níbẹ̀.
That will shift away men's focus this day such that the central point of the Christian life and hope will no longer be Jesus Christ.
Tí ó mú ìfojúsùn wa kúrò. Tí ò ní jẹ́ kí àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ wa àti ìṣe wa kí ó dá lórí Jésù.
Number one is through the preaching of another Jesus.
Àkọ́kọ́ nínú rẹ̀ nínú wíwàásù Jésù mìíràn.
The Father Christmas Jesus of today.
Àwọn ẹni tí máa ń fi ẹ̀bùn yanturu fún ènìyàn Jésù irú Jésù títí òní.
The Jesus of today that looks away from people's sin.
Jésù tí máa ń mójú kúrò nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ènìyàn.
But he just blesses them.
Yóò kàn sáàbùkún.
I say it's okay.
Ó dá bẹ́ẹ̀
sí ẹ̀bá. I know you are trying.
Mo mọ̀ pé ó sáà ń tiraka, ó ń tiraka.
Another Jesus.
Jésù mìíràn.
The Jesus that preaches stock exchange. The Jesus that is afraid to speak the whole truth so that the crowd that have come will not go away.
Jesus ti n beru lati waasu gbogbo otito na ti ko ni je ki gbogbo awon to wa kan sa lo.
Did you know that? See, let us just tell them what they want to hear so that they can stay. You know so many churches have opened now.
Jesus ti o so pe e se san kan tan fe fun won o e mo pe opolopo ojo lati sile sile leni e ma jo sa lo.
The Jesus that because of money he will now be talking small small to make sure that he doesn't offend some people, some rich rich people in the congregation.
Jesus don't just pay. Kuni fe ta abi ta ko awon kan to je won lowo abi koro re ko ta ba won yo wa ma soro die 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 die.
The word of God says that one is another Jesus.
Bible so pe iru bayi Jesus miran ni.
What is it?
Kini.
The type of Jesus a man will have, and he will be opening shop for a girlfriend, and yet he is a deacon in church.
Iru Jesus do je pe okunrin kan yo ni awon alaba se iseku se ni ita arabirin jo je pe yo si sobu fun o se je alaba ninu ijo.
That type of Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible.
Iru Jesus bayi ki n se Jesus Bible.
It is the modern day Jesus that men are peddling and are announcing as Jesus.
Jesus ibalode ni ti awon eniyan yo royin e ka kiri pe
the Jesus that doubles the money that you give, that one is not Jesus. So
Jesus ti ma fi kun owo to ba fun fun olona meji kiyan kin se Jesus.
Because it's not because you brought 1 naira that I will now give you 10 naira.
E se pe o mu naira kan wa ti o fi fun naira mewa.
He gives you 10 naira because he loves you and he wants you to know that he can provide for you.
Yo fun ni naira mewa nitori pe o fe so fun o pe ohun feran re ohun si lagbara lati.
The Jesus of nothing goes for nothing. That one is not the Jesus of the Bible.
Jesus to so pe ko so ohun to lo fun ohun kan gbogbo ohun kan sa godo wa lati pa se ohun kan kin se Jesus.
Please, are you understanding what we are talking about? That's not the Jesus of the Bible. The Jesus of the Bible, when thousands of people gather, he feeds them and he will not collect anything from them and he will send them away. You know the Jesus of today, even if he forgets to make altar call, he will not forget to collect offering.
Jesus ta ni loni pe ti o ba ti e pe awon eniyan si waju kon fa aye won fun Jesus ko ni gbagbe lati gbowo re lo.
Another Jesus.
Jesus miran re.
That's not the one that died for us.
Ke se Jesus to ku fun.
So you need to be sure which one you have received.
O gbodo da oloju Jesus to gba yen gan.
But what about another spirit?
Emi miran ki a tun soro lo.
What kind of Holy Spirit will you receive, and a woman will be falling down and they will now be behaving immodestly.
Iru emi wo lo gba iru emi mi ma wo ni to je pe awon obirin yo ma subu won si wa ma se bi pe won si da.
A woman will fall down and all are scared to be open and she just say yes I receive love. Which kind of Jesus is that?
Awon obirin ti won subu ti wo won yo si ma fa won si ma paruko Jesus mo gbagbo mo
gba. Which kind of spirit is that one?
Iru emi wo niyan.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
En to ba wo wa ku wa.
The person who finds the wrong.
Kilo ma sele si? O ma riri kuri. I was watching one video.
Won wo ohun kan ninu awoworan.
About one man's ministry.
Lori ise iranse arakunrin kan.
And do you know what surprised me?
E won kan do ya mi lenu.
He said those people are lying against him.
O ni awon eni won pari won mo won.
But I remember something that my mother used to say.
So gbọ́n mo rántí ohun kan tí ìyá mi máa ń sọ fún mi.
Ìrẹ́jẹ ò sínú photo.
There is no mistake in photograph.
Bó o bá ṣe dúró bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ṣe máa yà ẹ́.
It as you stand that you will be pictured or shown of.
Is it true?
Ṣebo ti rí
ni. Because the man was in the video and he was the one that was preaching and doing all those things.
Orí pé arákùnrin yìí wà nínú òun ló sì ń wá àṣù gbogbo yìí.
And his own type of anointing when he prays for it's always women. When he prays for them and they have received the so-called spirit, they will start scratching their genitals.
I'm telling you,
it is in Ikotun here.
Ikotun.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they will fall down, all their legs will be up. Hey, Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lagos Holy Spirit.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí mọ́ ilẹ̀ Èkó.
How will the Holy Spirit be doing something that will be unholy?
Báwo ni ẹ̀mí mọ́ yóò máa ṣe ohun àìmọ́?
How will women be scratching their genitals? I'm not saying one or two. Oh.
Báwo ni àwọn ọmọ yóò máa yún ara wọn?
There will be plenty.
Wọ́n pọ̀.
Wọ́n
bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yún.
I used to wonder how come that spirit is not in the heart, it is down here.
Mo ma wo ye pe kile deru emi obi sinu okan won so je pe isale lo wa. Bawo,
that's a spirit of seduction.
Emi be ku fere.
That's a spirit of God.
Kin se emi Olorun.
That's not from God, it's a spirit of this world.
Emi tan je re.
And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11, it says that we have not received the spirit that is from this world, we have received the Spirit of God so that we can freely know what has been given to us.
Bíbélì sọ wípé a ò gba ẹ̀mí tí ayé yìí ṣùgbọ́n ti ọ̀run ká ba lè mọ ohun tí Ọlọ́run ti fún wa lọ́fẹ̀ẹ́.
Then the so-called man of God too, you too will not be doing signs like this.
Ìyá Ọlọ́run yóò wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣojú rẹ̀ yóò fẹ́.
When he stares at you like this, you start scratching your own too.
Ó bá sì ìrànjú mọ́ ọba ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yún títì rẹ̀ náà ni.
Ó dàbí pójú lọ́sìn sí.
Maybe it's done in the eyes, the power is there in the eyes.
The babalawo that gave them power, I'm sure it is eyes that they say. Just want you like this, they will
scratch.
That is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not useless you. Are you getting it? Now, I'm not saying that it can't happen that the word of God is coming and it's so powerful and you fall down. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not even saying that men cannot lay hands on you and you fall down. We too, we have done it before, it has happened through us too before.
But
when do you not start doing like this? What kind of thing is that? What is that one? Send me money on the letter.
Is this the Holy
Spirit that is that difficult to receive?
Tell me, Allah, lo le to ba e to je pe
rebo take and that was it.
O be sin ti o yo da bi ko fe subu.
What nonsense is that? The actual type is that maybe because you are not receptive enough and God needs to do some things in your life or speak to you and you are so distracted, he wants to suspend, you know, your consciousness so that it can speak to you. You understand? That's why you fall down, you just be there. It's not that you'll not be riding bicycle where you are falling down.
O le je pe okan re le tabi Olorun sa fe ba osoro o wa se gbogbo ara re ki okan re ba le bale ko ba le ba osoro.
O probably want to show you a vision.
To subu to ma wa keke.
Not that type.
O se ru yen.
Na mi se rebosh mo lo. No, what nonsense is that? What nonsense is that? Men in Lagos today, they are receiving another spirit and it's not the Holy Spirit. They will say, you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Oh yeah, as I lay my hand on you, say after me.
Rabba.
That's what he's saying. And they will peddle that nonsense as the Holy Spirit.
What is up with me, Olorun re?
No, that's another spirit.
Emi miran re.
Let me wrap up with another gospel.
Je ki wa pari pelu eko abi irere miran.
A gospel of health and wealth.
Irere iwosan ati ilera.
Never ending money and no problem this week.
Owo ti o ni opin ni ose yi ati wahala ko ni si fun olose yi.
Worldly gospel.
Awon eko ti aye yi.
Worldly gospel.
Irere ti o kun fun ife aye yi.
Gospel that cannot take you beyond the grave.
Ìrètí ò lè mú ọ la ibu sùn ikú rẹ kọjá.
Gospel of bring small money, Jesus will multiply it for you.
Ìrètí pé mú owó kékeré wá, Ọlọ́run yóò sì sọ ọ́ di ọ̀pọ̀ fún ọ.
Bàbá Àjẹ̀bú gospel.
Àwọn kàlùkàlù ìrere.
Bàbá gospel.
Àwọn kàlùkàlù ìrere. Àwọn ìrere tí máa ń mú owó ọ̀fẹ́ jáde.
Lottery gospel.
Àwọn ìrere tí máa ń mú owó tí ò ṣiṣẹ́ fún jáde.
If your amen can be loud, your blessing will be the highest this week. Useless gospel. Gospel from hell. Hellish gospel. That's where those types of nonsense comes out from. So if I can ask you, my brother, which Jesus have you received? Is it the, I see your face is shining, hallelujah? Is that type of Jesus? You a sinner and he
says
your face is shining. What is shining there? Is
this
sin? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Or is it the Jesus that will look at you face to face? And will tell you, see, you know that the way you are like this, if I come like this, you will not be raptured like this. The Jesus that you say you have received, is it the Jesus that has room for fornication? Or is it the Jesus that cannot stand where they
sin?
You need to check it again and ask yourself. The Jesus that you have received, that when you sin, nothing happens to your heart. From your girlfriend or boyfriend's house, you can even come to church and rap Pama Santa Baba Baba Baba. When you even come to church, oh yes, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, and they'll be falling down riding bicycle.
So pastor bere sin fede for those in sorrow, all bere sin shubu won ma wa keke.
You too a sinner, you have anointing. Which Jesus did you receive?
Iwo Jesu, abi iwo lesson to ni ifami oran iru Jesu wo lo gba.
Which spirit have you received?
Emi wo lo gba.
How come all of a sudden, even though you say that you are knowing the Bible more, you are now more covetous? How come as your anointing is increasing, that's how annoyance in your life is also increasing? How come? Which Jesus did you receive?
Iru Jesu wo lo gba.
Which spirit did you receive?
Iru emi wo lo gba.
And which gospel have you embraced?
Iyinrere wo lo faramo.
Brethren, we need to ask ourselves again.
Ara agbodo bere lowo ara wa lekan si.
As we stand up together to pray.
Ya dinde papo lati gbadura.
We take the song, My Faith Looks Up to Thee.
Awo korin igbagbo mi wo.
As we begin to take our prayers from there.
Thank you. Then I want us to pray as we are wrapping up now. Please, I want you to talk to God and tell it to Jesus that Lord, please plant me firmly upon Jesus, the solid rock. Plant my life on the truth. Plant my life on the truth. In this dangerous day and age, plant me on the truth. Let me pass away with this world. Don't let me pass away with this world that is passing away. Is it even possible that the Christianity I have is not the real thing? Could it even be possible that I'm carrying fake up and down and I think I have original? Lord, please, plant me on the truth. Plant me on the truth. Help me to receive and stand by the genuine gospel. Let me be true to the genuine Holy Spirit. Let me follow the real Jesus. In this day, Lord, let me follow the real Jesus. In this day and age, help me to follow the Jesus that is real. Help me, Lord, in this day of unprecedented deception. The type of deception that if a man doesn't have God working with him, he too will be deceived. Lord, please reveal yourself to me. Even Lord, because of this meeting and subsequently. I will be firmly planted on the truth. So that me too, I'll be firmly planted on the truth. Let it be so far. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Baba, ni oruko Jesu.
A lot has been said about parameters.
Ọpọ ni a ti sọ lórí àwọn òṣùwọ̀n.
Of how we can discern the times that we are living in.
Bí a ti lè ní òye lórí àwọn àkókò tí a wà nínú rẹ̀.
Lord, even as we go back, whether to our Bibles or during our Bible study sessions personally.
Ìgbà tí a tún padà lọ Ọlọ́run, bóyá sí inú kíkà ọ̀rọ̀ wa gẹ́gẹ́ bí
I plead with you, Lord, that you will speak even further than whatever we have said to every heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, is it even possible that somebody is here and is deceived already? I'm praying, Lord, that the light of your word will shine upon such a heart. And the word of God will snatch them out of such pits. In the name of Jesus. Is anybody here even who is already bewitched? That men are using witchcraft inside church building to just be manipulating and confusing them. Lord, let the light of this word dawn upon their hearts and set them free. Let it be so, Father. In Jesus' most precious
name. Amen.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us. on 080-8133-8536, 080-5848-0365, 070-2507-8373, 01-954-7275, email rpmedia.info@gmail.com, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.blogspot.com. Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-334-8-0058, 080-8133-8536, 080-7455-8177,
081-4099-1321, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life